Hello, I'm Jo Thomas, and today I'm joined by businessman Sir Ghulam Noon, chairman and founder of frozen and chilled foods manufacturer Noon Products. After establishing several successful businesses in India, where he still operates, Sir Ghulam moved to London in 1973 to set up Indian sweet company Bombay Halwa Limited. He is a trustee on the board of several prominent charities and served on the board of the London Chamber of Commerce and Industry and was president for a two-year term until 2003. Sir Ghulam is also a director on the board of numerous companies and government bodies and has recently been appointed to the Board of Transport for London. Throughout his long career, his main business has been Noon Products, which he established in 1987, manufacturing Indian and Thai chilled and frozen ready meals, predominantly for UK supermarkets. In 2005, Noon Products was taken over by Irish food conglomerate Kerry Group. Sir Ghulam Noon was given an MBA for services to the food industry in 1994, and he was knighted in 2002. He is awarded an Honorary Doctor of Laws. Welcome to the University of Warwick, Sir Ghulam.
Thank you.
And congratulations on receiving your honorary degree. Tell me first of all what receiving this award means to you.
It means a lot because the university, Warwick University, is an important university in this country. And they have excellence in academic. And also my son-in-law and my granddaughter both studied here and acquired a degree. And I'm happy to say that both are doing very well thanks to the university's education.
What first got you interested in the food industry? You started with a sweet stall on the streets of Bombay, I believe.
Well, my grandfather and my father started a company in Bombay, an Indian confectionery. And of course, my father died when I was 9 years old. And of course, then I had to work in the shop and build up the business. After building the business there, and that's way back immediately almost after my high school. And therefore, I did not get an opportunity to go to the university. Time was tough. My mother had become widow at a young age, and that too twice. And I had to get my family out of this poverty trap. So I immediately jumped into business.
You've become very successful and sell over 1.5 million ready-made Indian meals a week in Britain. How would you describe your success and what has been the key to it all?
The key to the success is, of course, to grab the opportunity when it is available to you. Because as we all know, that opportunity does not wait for anyone. If it comes in your way, might as well grab it. And I saw this opportunity because in 1980s, early 80s, when I was looking for to do something bigger than what I had already done in Indian sweets in London, and I was scouting around whether what sort of Indian food is available, and what was available in the supermarket was insipid, badly packaged, and million miles away from authenticity. I said to myself, maybe there is a niche market for the authentic Indian food. And I started this in 89. So it was the right time. It was a niche market. It wasn't a niche market. I was swimming in the main sea now. And it just took off. And because my product was good, I had a proper skill. And my integrity was extremely on a top level. Because that is how I built all my businesses. And that is what I'm going to tell our boys and girls today during congregation and while I'm getting my degree, that just stick to your integrity, honesty, and of course hard work. And money will run after you. Don't do other way around. First, honesty is very important. And that's how I think I have made my name in this country, because my commitment is very exact, and I don't take my commitment very lightly, and that is the key to the success. And of course, hard work. I took the risk. The trouble with risk is if you don't take the risk, you risk even more. I have had setbacks. My factory burned down in 1994, in the November of 1994. I was not despair. People thought I would probably wind up and go home. But I did not. I actually started again. Our greatest feat is not to never falling down, but rising every time you fall.
You've talked about honesty and integrity. What else do you feel makes a successful business person?
Success comes in many forms. After you are successful by making money, I don't think you are just successful. But when you plow your what excess you have, of course, first you take care of your family, take care of yourself, because you worked hard for it. But then subsequently you plow back into the society, your energy, not only your money, your energy, and your, of course, finance, and for a disadvantaged people, then I think that is a complete success. And I'm very pleased to say that I have done that. I have not only given my money to the charitable institution, but I have also worked in many government bodies in Congos, whether it is transport for London, Covent Garden Market Authority, London Chamber of Commerce, and that gave me a tremendous satisfaction that I'm giving my energy, whatever I have learned in this country, back to the people. And that I call it a success.
How do you stay passionate about producing Indian food and developing new meals for the variety of markets you're in?
Yes, what I did was, I did not stop anywhere. I started with 5,500 square feet in 1989 with 11 people. And I'm now in 20 years' time now. I have about 1,400 people working with me, and I have, from 5,500 square feet, I have about 350,000 square feet. And I've sold my business, bought it back, again built a turnover, and now I have aligned my business with a large Irish company and a wonderful company called Kerry Foods.
You've adopted Britain as your home and live in London. Do you still get time to travel back to India often?
I do travel back to my country of origin. I love Great Britain. I work here, my children are here, my wife is here, but that doesn't mean that I love my country of origin less. So I do travel about at least 4 times a year because I have my businesses there, I have my charitable institute there, and last year only, 2 years back only, I opened a 100-bed charitable hospital in my hometown in state of Rajasthan, where my father, my grandfather, my great-grandfather, they were all born there and died there.
Tell me about the Noon Charitable Foundation. How important is it for you to give something back?
It is extremely important. As soon as I had some money available to me, I first gave the money to my foundation and called it Noon Foundation, which does a splendid work. We have educated a lot of boys and girls. I've kept a mentor in a disadvantaged area of Tower Hamlet, in the Tower Hamlet University, where I'm very proud to say that I kept 3 mentors for 2 years, and they would hold the hands of mentee and, of course, put them in a job. And then, of course, in the Oxford College, I have given some grants for Islamic studies, where all these imams, you know, the priest, Muslim priest, will be trained there. And I have also given in one college, Berbeck College, where people who are boys and girls who are working and they aspire to acquire a degree, they can come in the evening and of course study in the college. And I also have a charitable foundation in my hometown, in my 2 charitable foundation. And first I started in 1989 when I did not have much money, but I started there. And I'm very pleased to say that the last count is that from 89 to last year, we have educated almost about 28,000 odd students. And this new foundation which I started for the hospital, no person can visit the hospital, patient can visit the hospital, just because he doesn't have money, he will not go without being treated. And I'm very extremely satisfied about that, this sort of a venture. It gives me more satisfaction and pleasure than my own business.
In November 2008, you were caught up in Mumbai's Taj Mahal Hotel terrorist attack. What was that experience like, and has it changed your outlook on the way you lead your life?
Well, nothing has changed. Things happen in your life. How you react is very important. Well, it was one of the moments where, unfortunately, I was caught up, and I'm lucky to be alive. Had it not been for a nice fire brigade officer who saw us and he cut the window and brought the crane, and he actually removed us from the room. Had it not been for his work, I don't think I would be here. But I forgot about it. I was trapped for about 12 hours. Most important thing to know is I was in the suite number 361, and the terrorists were in room number 360. So just basically, the death and life was actually separated with just one wall. But I'm lucky to be alive, and I thank my Almighty, but I've got good friends and good families because of their good wishes. I'm alive today.
Finally, what life advice would you give to your fellow graduates today?
I would tell them today that you are lucky. You are born in a time, internet time, where globalization has already come into swing. You can, because you have a degree of such a prestigious university of Warwick, you can go anywhere in the world and work. But when you start working, make sure that you have your integrity intact. You should rather fail with your integrity intact than succeed with a deceit. And I had to wait 40, 50, 45 years to acquire a degree, and you have just done 3 years, and you have got a degree in your hand. You arm yourself, go into this world, and make sure that you succeed. When you succeed, like me and like many millions, when you succeed, make sure that when you have an extra money with you, plow back your not only your money in the society, but your energy as well. That will be my message to them.
Thank you very much for speaking to me, Sir Ghulam, and congratulations again on receiving your honorary degree.
Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoy your time here at work.
I will, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Thank you.